I've landed in London, Heathrow this time, and I'm on my way to a funeral.
Please stand up for your convenience this morning. We'll be disembarking through the forward and the back doors. Thank you.
The plane was late arriving because of fog in London, we were told. Seems to have all gone now. And we were due to take off at 7:10. And we didn't take off until 7:50, or maybe even a little later. I'm very tired. I got up at 5:30, must have been 12:30 or so when I got to bed. And I'm yawning. Yeah. I wish airplanes had Wi-Fi. I would have been able to listen to podcast episodes on the way over. And I never download them onto my phone. But I'm looking forward to getting a cup of coffee. Because I'm being picked up in about an hour by my son. And we're going to drive down to Wimborne, or somewhere very near Wimborne, for the funeral. And tomorrow, early, around this time, we're going to fly to Ireland, back home. It's the funeral of my, I don't know how to describe him, Nick Chambers anyway is his name. Very, very nice man. Was a doctor, general practitioner. He's the husband of my first wife's sister. I don't think I want to call his wife my ex-sister-in-law, although that's probably accurate. I better go now. This is the interlude. Can I have a double espresso in a cappuccino cup with some hot water on the side? That was what I... Oh, only in English, right. I was paused because I wanted to see if they were saying it in any other language. Oh, landing in Heathrow is a joy, I have to say. I was fascinated, I still am fascinated, by the variety of people that I've seen. Thank goodness for Cafe Nero, thank goodness for Marks and Spencer's. I went into Marks and Spencer's, walked around, and I bought myself a very large croissant for what the French would probably regard as a ridiculous price. But all the same, I have the coffee I want. I have the hot water I want, because I like to mix my... the strength of my coffee myself. So that's why I went for a double espresso and water on the side. I'll make my own recipe from these ingredients. And I'll have my croissant. And I'm so glad to be sitting down. And it's probably quite a good thing for me to avoid having bacon and eggs and sausages and black pudding and hash browns or whatever else you would get in a full English. Oh, it's nice to be back in England.